As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Towards the end of last year's Falcons season, it was obviously clear that the transition at the quarterback position was well underway. I was highly critical of Terry Fontenot drafting Michael Penix Jr. with the 8th overall pick in the 2024 NFL draft. And what do you know? The way things seem to work out, it may go down as a stroke of genius for Terry Fontenot to have had Michael Penix Jr. on the roster after Kirk Cousins' injury and his declining play due to that injury, as Kirk Cousins has been very, very clear about. However, going through the offseason, and now as we're like 4 months away from the NFL returning, which is extremely exciting, everybody is pointing to the 3 games that Michael Penix Jr. started to finish the Falcons season a year ago. And it seems like to me, Abe, a lot of Falcons fans are very optimistic on the future of Michael Penix. It seems to me, Abe, that based on what he did in a huge Sunday night football game with a lot of playoff implications, Falcons fans feel like they have a young gunslinger who can get the football to their skill playmakers and have a legitimate shot of returning to the playoffs in 2025. I think that's a pretty fair assessment. However, you feel differently.
Well, not entirely. Because to your point, I am optimistic. I think the Falcons have a guy that could be franchise quarterback moving forward for a decade, decade plus. Here's the thing. I also think there's a world in which they're wrong. Like I just don't understand the ability to say we've seen 3 games from him and now we're good. Like I just don't know if I buy that. Like, sample sizes in the NFL, and you could speak to this, are very weird. And for whatever number, for whatever reason, the number 4 when it comes to quarterbacks,
okay,
is the determining sample size. Once you get to games 5, 6, and 7, that's when the league has some scouting reports on you. That's when they've got a look on you, and that's when they make their adjustments to whatever that quarterback is doing. We're only in 3 games. By the way, the Falcons lost 2 of them, both in overtime.
Now, are you just basing your assessment on the win-loss record?
No.
And the statistics?
No. I would say this for anyone. This is not a Michael Penix thing. I would say this for every quarterback. I'm not rallying around 3 games and saying it's a done deal. We've got our guy. I need to see more. I want to see more.
What's your hesitation on not being able to say Michael
that
Penix
it's been
Jr.
three
is
games.
Our guy? Now, when you watch the tape, the throws that he makes, his mannerisms in the pocket, his control of the offense pre-snap, getting guys into position,
yeah,
being able to execute the game plan. I mean, because when I watch the tape and I see them up in Arlington, Virginia,
sure,
against the Commanders on Sunday Night Football with a lot of playoff implications on the line.
Yep.
Yes, he had the one bad interception.
Right.
The way for him to bounce back, deliver the football downfield
with accuracy, massive throws, tight
move
windows,
the offense down, clutch third down conversions. To me, I say, wow, this kid's got it.
I don't disagree, but I also am not ignoring some of the questionable decisions that were made. He had 3 touchdowns
in
3 games.
It's his first ever action.
That's my point.
Okay.
He's played 3 games. I'm still viewing him essentially this season as a rookie. And there's going to be growing pains. There's going to be teachable and learning moments. He's not coming in as some polished quarterback.
Okay, so the Falcons would have made the playoffs and gotten into the playoffs in the wild card round, and that was his 4th game. And maybe he just does okay because historically rookie quarterbacks in the playoffs – not the best
right
outcomes, but
sure,
you would have your 4-game sample size.
But again,
Michael Penix Jr. would have technically taken the Falcons to the playoffs. Would your assessment be different today if that would have happened?
No.
But you just said,
because
you need 4 games.
Well, then there's
you don't have 4 games.
But that's the second part. That's when teams adjust. And so now we'd be seeing how he adjusts back to them. The every career in most sport, it happens with pitchers, right? We're seeing Spencer Schwellenbach go through it now. The league has adjusted. Now he's got to adjust
back. In the
NFL,
it's called the sophomore slump, right?
The league adjusts. You adjust back, and the entire rest of your career is about small adjustments as the league makes their changes in how they defend you. I just, I want to be very clear here. I am very positive that Michael Penix can and is the franchise quarterback.
It doesn't sound like it.
But I'm also not pretending like he's not an X factor, that there's no world in which there are some issues there. After three games, he's Patrick Mahomes all of a sudden?
I mean, I don't think anybody's calling Michael Penix Jr. Patrick Mahomes.
I don't think you need that much out of Penix. I mentioned this, like, if Michael Penix is the 13th or 14th.
No, I think the Falcons are in a great position at
that
point.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I don't think we need him to be one of the five best quarterbacks in the NFL. We need him to be higher than 18.
I would love for Falcons fans to chime in and let us know if you have the expectation that Michael Penix Jr. will be a top five quarterback in the NFL, because I don't think that's anybody's expectations. 404-726-0929. Please call in. Knock some sense into Abe Wharton. You're bringing up top five quarterback. You're bringing up Patrick Mahomes. Who's saying this?
You want me to show you my Twitter page? Here's the thing. Separate of Penix, what do you think an X factor is? Like define X factor for
somebody
me.
Who plays great in clutch moments. Somebody who you can count on to make a big play to potentially change the outcome of a game. In regards to an Atlanta Falcons quarterback, an X factor would simply be somebody who can execute the game plan, not turn the ball over, and hopefully get the ball to Drake London and Bijan Robinson.
I just have an issue that so many people are and by the way, this is an opinion. Let me just say this first. This is my opinion. I'm not stating this as some fact that he's a huge question mark. It is my opinion that I have some concerns.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.